talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was You Get What You Give by the New Radicals, and each week we hear a clip from a song that mentions home or the home setting. In this case, mentioned mansions, and so that's just a little something fun that we do in each week's show is give you, and you'd be surprised. I would say the number one subject matter for songs that I hear, especially country music, is drinking, which is perfectly fine. But that seems to be, they get the most mentions, but you'd be surprised. There's a lot of songs out there that mention home in their songs. And so that's just something we do to, at the beginning of the show, just to do something a little fun. But in addition to the New Radicals, You Get What You Give, you also heard from the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home for our opening theme. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also published Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the Charleston Home and Design Show, which we organize. That happens every February, and we wrapped up our coverage last week, and so now we're moving on to interviews of some of the companies that you see featured within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and that's what we'll be listening to today. We're going to be talking to Greg Dimitri with Charleston Creative Outdoor Solutions. We'll also be talking with Eric Martin with Professional Lift Solutions. They're an elevator company. A lot of people are looking into retrofitting an elevator into their existing homes. They want to stay there longer. In the Charleston area, we have a lot of elevated homes because of flood zone requirements, and so the fewer stairs that an older person can climb, the longer they can stay in their home. So we'll be talking to Professional Lift Solutions. We'll also be talking with interior designer Robin Branch with Robin Branch Interior Design. And finally, if you are looking to add some music, some audio video options to your home, we'll be talking with Rick Zajac with Premier Sound Security and Automation. But I thought I'd take a moment before we get right into the show just to talk to you a little bit about Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And we publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine. We also organize the Charleston Home and Design Show. We also have this radio show that you're listening to now. And so that kind of makes us a little bit more than just a magazine. And I get these comments every now and then from people who say, isn't print dead? And I'm sure print has changed. I mean, if you read the Post and Courier on a daily basis, it certainly has changed over the years. And as the public's viewing and reading and listening habits have changed as well. And so we try to provide a very comprehensive program, marketing program for our advertisers in Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And for instance, we don't just publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine. We also go to great lengths to find out the best prospects to mail Charleston Home and Design Magazine to. And when I say that, I guess what I mean is we're looking to try to connect our advertisers in Charleston Home and Design Magazine with homeowners. And so we're not just mailing our magazine willy-nilly. I personally research building permits throughout the Tri-County area to find out who has a project going on, and then we mail our magazine to them. And so it's a very targeted program. At our home shows, every now and then someone will say, I used to get your magazine in the mail, and I wonder why we don't get it anymore. And I'll tell them, did you have a project going on? And they'll say, yes, we were building a house. And I say, well, that's why you got it. So our mail list, who we mail Charleston Home and Design Magazine, is constantly changing and updating based on people who are actively making purchases for their home. And so those are the people that we typically like to target. But when we mail Charleston Home and Design Magazine, we also will include postcards and brochures from some of our advertisers. And when you get the magazine, when you have a project going on and you get the magazine at home, you open it up and you see all these different brochures and stuff, and you're like, it's almost as if you just went to a home show and picked up a number of business cards and brochures from the companies that you need, because you know you're going to a home show for a purpose. But I'm telling you all this because we have a lot of business owners that listen to Charleston Home and Design our radio show talking about a home. And if we're always looking for good quality advertisers. We just signed on about 10 new advertisers for our spring issue. Very good quality. We're very picky about who we let become an advertiser in Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And if you'd like to learn a little bit more about our marketing program, multimedia marketing program, give me a call at Charleston Home and Design Magazine. You can find us on the web, of course. Have a great weekend. And now we're talking with Greg Dimitri with Charleston Creative Outdoor Solutions. How are you doing, Greg?
Oh, good. Thanks, Tim.
Good. Greg, take a moment and tell everyone about Charleston Creative Outdoor Solutions.
Well, we started out as a fence contractor more than a decade ago, and we found that clients always wanted advice and ideas on other things in their backyard. Some of our clients asked us to help them with their boards, hardscapes, waterscapes, and a lot more, even paver sidewalks. That is how we organically grew from a fence contractor to a complete outdoor solutions company. Tim, it helps us that we are a local player and understand the ins and outs of all the zoning requirements and all the regulatory requirements. That helps us help our customers better.
Right, and because there's about 13 or 14 different municipalities throughout the Charleston area that issue building permits, and each one has different zoning requirements, right?
You know, Tim, you're so right about that. You can go to the county, and you can go to Mount Pleasant, and you can go to North Charleston, the cities, and they are all different. They're all great organizations to work with, but they have their own ways of doing business.
Gotcha. Well, what would you say are Charleston Creative Outdoor Solutions' most important USPs?
Well, the most important USP to us, which is superior understanding of what we're doing, is the cost effectiveness and the functional designs that are harmonious with the aesthetics of the home. We carefully use the right materials and designs that are in sync with the unique architecture of the Charleston house. What we try to do is incorporate the latest building techniques into our work to ensure that our clients get the best value. Our in-house teams, and we don't hire any contractors, which is very important. By having our own people on our payroll, we don't use subs, and our people have a lot more attention to detail and the perfection that the customer is looking for. With subs, and nothing wrong with subs, we can't control the output as much as we can with people on our payroll. And then also, once we share an estimate with a client, we stick to it. There's no hidden costs. There's no extra fees, unless for some reason the client wants to do a change order, and that's a little different.
Right, right. Well, what would you say are the latest trends that you're seeing at Charleston Creative Outdoor Solutions for the backyard?
Well, that's a great question. It's interesting. We find that people really want to have outdoor living space. And be it that they have a large home or a small home, they really want to. We're building a lot of sunrooms, screened-in porches. And more importantly, too, after we build these structures, they're also saying to us, can you extend this? And we do it all at the same time, I should say. We extend it so we can have an outdoor kitchen out there. And we're finding, too, people really like these fire pits, the gas fire pits that they can sit around. So this way they can really not only enjoy the sunroom and the screened-in porch, but also go outside of that and enjoy then the actual fresh air without being confined under any structure.
Right. And, you know, people are, if you ask the average homeowner, could you use a few extra 100 square feet in your house? They'd say yes, but that's not always practical to do that, put on a big addition on your house. So with outdoor space, you're extending the square footage by creating outdoor rooms, for example. So you really are expanding the square footage of the home itself. Tell us about a few examples of unique challenges that you and your team at Charleston Creative Outdoor Solutions has faced trying to execute a project.
Well, first is roofing. Roofing is very unique. Typically, we're building off the back of the house. Have roofs that are either slanting down or they've got a peak. And we then are designing the roof structure so as the water comes down, it's not trapped upstairs, you know, upstairs up on the roof some type of valley or a gutter. And that's one of the challenges we have, and we always have seen some very unique roofs, and we have met that challenge. Another challenge is how many square feet we can use within the yard that zoning allows us to use. On smaller plots, zoning typically doesn't want you to use more than 40% of covered space within a yard. Other than that, everything else is very basic. We build these every day, and that's very easy for us to do.
How about trying to match an existing home, the existing home's motif with these, whether it be a new screen room or a carport covering or some of these structures? I imagine the homeowners don't want it to stick out like a sore thumb. They want it to look like it was built as part of the home when the home was originally built.
You're absolutely correct on that, Tim. For example, a carport. We build a carport off of a garage. And what happens is the carport we build has a unique design, a strong design. It's made all out of Hardy, and as far as the wrapping goes. And the garage itself is not going to be like that typically. In more than 9 out of 10 cases, it is not. It's wrapped with metal, and the trim is not adequate. So what we do is we merge the look and feel of the trim of the carport into the garage, and we then update the garage look. But when it comes to homes, what we do for the homes is we take the opposite approach. We actually build a sunroom and a screened-in porch, and we will then make that look like the house as if the builder built it when the person bought the house.
Oh, very good. Tell us about the process that Charleston Creative Outdoor Solutions goes through from start to finish. What will a homeowner experience?
The first experience, obviously, is getting together with them, discussing what they're looking to have. And then what we do is we put a list of questions together. It has questions have to do with anything from how many lights, how many fans, do you want a Christmas light switch so you can actually have lights at the top? I mean, there's so many elements. Do you want a 240 for a hot tub outside? So once we go through all the questions, we have a chance to have them sit on it and simmer and think about the answers they have, make any changes. We then put together an entire presentation that goes through the colors of the shingles, the type of siding, extra, and all the extras that they're looking for. Once that's together, we formalize the agreement. We then take 10% down, and then we hold the date and the price. Once we start the process, they'll give us the remaining 40% of the 50% due up front. And then we start construction. And at that point, we love it when the customer is involved with the project. So we tell them what's going on. We find that because we have 100% of our reviews are 5.0, we find that the reason for that is because the customer is always involved from start to finish.
Well, very good. Well, we're almost out of time, but I wanted to ask you to let our listeners know what's the best way to reach Charleston Creative Outdoor Solutions.
The best way is to call us, 843-418-6500. That's 843-418-6500. You can call or text on that number, 843-418-6500. Or you can actually go to Charleston Creative Outdoor Solutions. Take a look at what we have, all the different samples of our work, as well as email us.
All right. Well, that's great. And we've been talking with Greg Dimitri with Charleston Creative Outdoor Solutions. Thanks so much, Greg.
Thank you, Tim.
And now we're talking with Eric Martin with Professional Lift Solutions. How are you doing, Eric?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Eric, tell our listeners all about Professional Lift Solutions.
Yeah, of course. So Professional Lift Solutions was founded back in 2017 out in Sarasota, Florida. And we do residential elevators and wheelchair lifts as well as commercial wheelchair lifts. So it's kind of a little bit of both. But, you know, we've been very successful in doing not just the residential side, but also, you know, working with hospitals to do wheelchair lifts so that their patients don't have to try to use a stair climber to get up the stairs or what have you.
All right. Very good. What would you say sets Professional Lift Solutions apart from some of the other elevator companies here in Charleston?
So for us, I believe it's our response times and just being very forward with our customers. Like whenever I get a call from a customer and, you know, even if I'm on the road, I just like, you know, set the expectation of, hey, I'm going to get this as soon as I can. I'll have it to you by end of the day, if not, you know, sooner. So instead of leaving people in the dark and being like, oh, I wonder when I get this quote to me, but always communicating like, hey, you know, I am in the middle of something, but, you know, you're still on my mind. I'll make sure to get to you as soon as I can.
Gotcha. And can Professional Lift Solutions install an elevator in an existing home or is it just new construction?
So we can do both. We normally do for like new construction, they have the elevator shaft itself. So we do the traditional box style elevator. But we also work heavily with the PVEs, which are the pneumatic vacuum elevators. And those can go anywhere in a home. So they don't require any kind of recessed pit and they just go right up through the floor. So there's a few different sizes and we normally would cut out a square, just a little bit bigger than, you know, for the 37 would be a 39 inch square. And then we would frame into the circular portion of it and it would end up being a support for the home as well.
What do you do in an existing home if the homeowner doesn't have an elevator shaft that maybe was built originally, but they haven't installed an elevator? So there's no existing space for Professional Lift Solutions to create that elevator shaft.
Of course, and that's one of the things we see most frequently. Up here in the Charleston area, we do see that a lot of homes were built with aligning closets with a kind of a false floor of type, obviously still supportive, but it's easier to take out so you can turn it into an elevator shaft. But for like the PVEs, like I was talking about, those can go anywhere in a home. So wherever the customer goes, oh, you know, I'd like to put it here, we would just, you know, cut the hole in the ceiling or the floor, depending how you look at it, and it would run right directly up to the second, third, fourth, what have you.
Okay. Occasionally, I've seen an elevator shaft created on the outside of the house where they have to match up the siding and everything like that. Is that some? Do you ever? Does Professional Lift Solutions ever have to do something like that?
Yes, we're actually working with a customer now who's going to be putting in, like we call it, an enclosure of sorts. You know, an elevator shaft on the outside of their home, due to the fact they didn't have anywhere on the inside of the house that would line up well, and it ends up being, you know, a little bit more of a project, but we work closely with the construction team on making sure it's we're building it to spec and that everything's going to line up for the customer.
Gotcha. You mentioned a couple of the different types of elevators. I think you referred to PVE. I'm not familiar with that. I'm not sure if elevator companies still use hydraulic, if that's an option, or a chain drive for the elevator. What are the different types and advantages and disadvantages of each?
Yeah, of course. Again, it's just one of those things where there's a few different options you can get for like the normal box style elevator, like the one you would see in a hotel. And we have there's a traction style, which is a counterweight system. So all the machinery is actually at top of the hoistway. There's no need for a machine room or any hydraulic fluids, anything like that. But then also there is the option to do a hydraulic unit where you have the hydraulics at the bottom, the hydraulic fluid, the pump. Again, like it's a preference at that point. You know, we always give the option to our customers where you can go either one, and then we kind of talk them through the differences. And then, of course, there's also the PVE, which is pneumatic vacuum elevator, run completely on air.
That's pretty cool. Is there a price difference between those different type options of elevators?
Yeah, so the traction style, the counterweight system, that often comes in a little bit cheaper. You know, it's normally got. It depends, obviously, on a few different things, but from $2,000 to $3,000 cheaper just because, again, there's no need for a designated machine room, and we're able to keep all the machinery enclosed in the shaft itself.
You know, I remember some friends of mine rented a beach house on Isle of Palms many years ago, 30-plus years ago, and it had an elevator, and that was the coolest thing. Like, we would ride the elevator just because it was a novelty, and we thought, well, elevators, they must be so super expensive that they can only put them in beach houses and you know, really expensive luxury homes. But come to find out, it's surprisingly inexpensive to add an elevator.
Yes, you know, it's kind of like anything else. It's like buying a car, per se. You know, you can get the basic, you know, the plain Jane that gets you from A to B, or in this case, floor 1 to 2 or 3. And, you know, you can get the box style elevator from about $24,000 up. And again, that's, you know, what features do you want? Do you want like stainless steel? Do you want glass cab? Again, you know, it's all up to preference again at that point. So.
Gotcha. And is it more money to have the elevator go to additional floors in your home? So, you know, let's say you have an elevated home, so it's, you know, your house is like 12 feet in the air. And so to go to the first level, is it one price? And then if you wanted to go to the second level or third level, it's going to be that much more expensive?
Yes. Yeah, so like with the box style elevator, it's normally like $1,000 to $2,000 more per floor. You know, it's not going to be a substantial amount just because the you know, the increase comes when the railing, you obviously need additional railing to run up the side of the elevator shaft so that the elevator can go, you know, up to those higher floors. So, you know, for a 2 to 3 stop, it's going to be a few thousand dollars. But again, now you're able to utilize that top third story. Whereas, you know, you may not have been if you only went to a 2-stop.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the finish options for the cabs? Because, you know, that becomes the cab itself becomes part of your home decor, right?
Yes, it does. And like the PVs, for example, they can go anywhere in the home. So it ends up being, you know, like a staple of the home to a point. And with those, there's a few different colors you can get. And then there's a polycarbonate glass. You can get it tinted or you can get it clear, kind of just to make it look like the home itself. And then with the traditional box style elevators, there's, you know, 20, 30 different options of different kinds of wood. If you want to get it unfinished, so you can paint and stain it to the, you know, the color of your home, you can do like a glass cab if you wanted. So the enclosure we're building right now is actually going to be glass with the glass cabs. It's going to be all see-through. You can get stainless steel. You can get oil rubbed bronze. You know, there's a plethora of different options available.
Oh, very nice. And what brands does of elevators does Professional Lift Solutions provide homeowners?
So primarily we work with Garaventa. We use those for the traditional box style, any wheelchair lifts, and then PVE as well, which is pneumatic vacuum elevators. Those are the two we work with most, but we, you know, we like to give the customer whatever they want. So if they have a, you know, if they have one like, oh, I want to go with this brand, we see, you know, we work with them on what we can do.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Well, I'll throw in a plug, a personal plug. We have an elevator. When we built our house in 2009, we opted to have an elevator installed, and my wife uses it every day. You know, just bringing things from, you know, whether it be groceries from the garage up to the kitchen level and so forth. And if someone is building a home, they really should consider having an elevator installed, or at least building it for the future to have a shaft that someone can install an elevator, because in the Charleston area, you know, we're prone to floods. That means that a lot more houses are elevated than they used to be. And, you know, if you have the choice, if you're getting older and you have the choice of going to a retirement assisted living facility or staying in your home, it's a no-brainer. People will choose to stay in their home, but you have to have accessibility. And if you live in one of those elevated homes, you're going to have to try to figure out how to get down the stairs and everything.
Exactly. And that's one of the biggest things we see are people that are like, hey, I can't get to the second and third floors anymore. You know, we either have to get an elevator or we're going to have to move. And, you know, as much as, you know, like people are like, oh my gosh, you know, that's expensive. You know, I wasn't planning for that, which I completely understand. But, you know, when you go to sell your house, now you're paying the realting fees, the moving fees, all of that. So at least when you have the elevator, it kind of mitigates those costs. And now you're staying in the home you love with the neighbors you've been friends with forever. So, you know, there's definitely pros and cons to being able to, you know, stay where you are and age in place, right, of course. And we have a showroom in North Charleston, actually, excuse me, that we have some of the working PVEs as well as a few of the traditional box cabs. So people can come by and actually see what they're getting before, you know, were to just show up at their home one day.
Gotcha. Well, what's the best way to for our listeners to reach out to Professional Lift Solutions?
Yeah, so you can go to our website. You can always, you know, contact us that way, or you can contact myself directly. My name is Eric Martin, and my personal number is 941-704-1833. You can always feel free to reach out, call, text me, whatever it is. I always have my phone on me. So if I don't get back to you immediately, I'll make sure to let you know, like, hey, you're on my mind. I'll get to you as soon as I have a second, or, you know, anything like that.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Eric Martin with Professional Lift Solutions. Thanks so much, Eric.
Awesome. Thank you.
And now we're talking with interior designer Robin Branch with Robin Branch Design. How are you doing, Robin?
Good morning. I'm fine.
Good, good. Robin, take a moment and tell everyone about your interior design practice, Robin Branch Design.
Yes, sir. We are located, our main office is on Amelia Island in Florida. We have an office in South Carolina in Charleston and Charlotte, North Carolina. But we work everywhere. A lot of our clients are high net worth individuals. They have more than one residence. We do a lot of vacation homes as well as, you know, full-time homes. One thing that I've been doing a lot of lately is downsizing. You know, high net worth individuals usually have acquired that over some time. And they have a lot going on. They're kids are grown, you know, they realize we don't need the gigantic house anymore. Even though we do large homes, we also do smaller spaces. We help people age in place and stay in their homes if they want to, or downsize. So that's a large part of our market, along with the vacation home, the second home, and their permanent full-time home. So we get to know families very well. We work for the children, you know, we go into the children's homes as these clients age, and they want to make their children's home nicer, better. Their kids are starting to grow, and they can add some nicer things into the home, so they think, and enjoy their home without worrying about the destruction or anything. We just we have to work with people and pets and children, mm-hmm. and that all goes along with our clients. Our commercial clients, not so much, but for our residential clients, that's a must.
Gotcha. And when it comes to the services that Robin Branch Design provides, a lot of people are not aware of exactly what an interior designer can do to help, and they just think, well, they can help me with my furniture placement or this or that, but there's a lot more that goes into being an interior designer. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Oh, yes, sir. You are absolutely right about that. You know, a lot of designers say, I'm a counselor, I'm a house cleaner, and we literally do all of it. We're a full service design company, and a lot of people want to pick and choose the services. I just need someone to help me with paint colors. That's all well and good. And that's fine. But what you do is you dilute the process to the point where you don't really get a good product and the designer doesn't really have a good project. And it's about teamwork. It's about liking to work with one another and making that project perfect. So the best time to hire a designer, talk to a designer, is in the very beginning, in the thought process. The perfect scenario is a team. The architect, the builder, if you're building a new home or renovation, you need to bring them on board early on. More than likely, most designers have great builders that they're accustomed to working with. They know they can trust. They know that these builders will back them up. They will back the builder up, and the homeowner will get the best product and the best experience, the best outcome. When I have people that start to pick apart my services, I usually start to bow out because I know that things are going to go wrong. And my name is on that project, and I want it to look good, just like the homeowner does. I think HGTV has ruined a lot of design work for a lot of people. You have to communicate with your client and be realistic with expectations from your designer. Your designer can stage your home for selling, and even though that's sometimes a painful process for people to hear, it does help. And realtors really, really appreciate it. It makes their job a lot easier, and it makes the sale go quicker, easier for everybody. Mm-hmm. Then we can help cherry pick what goes into the new home, whether it's your downsizing, building, renovating, or just, you know, I just want to move in and be comfortable or whatever. Designers can do all of that. Lighting is important. You know, as people age, they need more lighting. We need lighting levels when we're young. Young children need different levels of lighting for their eyes to be healthy. They're just all kinds of safety and health and well-being issues that go into design, not just picking a paint color or a rug.
Right, right. Now, from a homeowner's point of view, when someone hears you say it's really best to be involved early in the process to work with the architect and the builder,
yes.
The homeowner starts to, you know, to hear those dollar signs. A lot of times, if you're not pointing out the value of what an interior designer is doing, then it just sounds like they want me to spend money or something. And like, why is an interior designer necessary in the early stages of a project, when they've already hired an architect and they already have a builder? Why can't they just rely on advice from those professionals?
Because not all builders and architects have designers on staff, and not all clients jive with the designer that they do have. So it is a very personal decision. That designer can help you develop your budget. Most people, and any designer will tell you this, most people are clueless when it comes to their budget. They haven't even thought about a budget, and they haven't thought about it realistically if they have. I don't know if, you know, they're paying attention, but if they've filled their car up with gas or done anything, they realize, if they've been to the grocery store, they realize the price increases of late. And you have to really face the music and address that when you're developing that budget. You have to figure out from your client what's important to them. And often a designer will interview a client while the client's interviewing them for the job. That's how you vet your client. That's how you figure out if the job is doable and if it's realistic and going to work for everyone. And occasionally you get thrown a curveball and you get challenges from clients, but you have to have the wherewithal to think and work with the architect and the builder to get the best result. It's not about just making it perfect and beautiful. Even though you could do that, you've got to make it functional and you've got to make it affordable at the same time. And it's also about the client realizing that they're going to have to spend some money one way or the other. I cannot tell you how many times I've been the third designer in because they haven't communicated well, and the client hasn't gotten what they want, and they're frustrated and they're broke, and that's no fun. It's no fun for anybody. And I'm sure, you know, sometimes there's a good reason for that, sometimes there's not, but you've got to figure all that out. And those dollar signs are painful. When you've put good money to bad, that's why you should really interview and talk to a designer and sit with one, because they are your voice with everyone else.
What do you say to a homeowner that says, well, you know, I'll just rely on the showroom staff when I go to the tile showroom or the lighting showroom? I'll rely on them to help me pick out these various materials and make sure that the lighting is going to be just so. Why do I need an interior designer
a lot of people feel that way. I mean, that's a really valid point. I rely on showroom staff. They're schooled in the product. They know their stuff. They should, but they don't really know the client. And a lot of showrooms have designers there. But having a designer that's on the job site, that's moving around, having a designer, I know we have over 740 vendors at any given moment. Some I let go, some I pick up that are new. So you're not going to find that from showroom staff. You're not going to find someone that has resources, artists, workrooms, carpenters, handymen, everybody that has to put your home together. At the end, that's going to fall on the homeowner. And I can tell you here and now, people are overwhelmed. When it's move-in day, they are usually a basket case. You know, it's not their groove, I guess. It is mine. I love to organize and put things where they belong. I like for design to make sense. I'm not going to make a chandelier out of paper clips. You know, I'm not that girl. I'm not your person for that. So helping them see their home and helping them know what's going in their home and understand what's in their home, why they bought it, and what they have. Is it an heirloom piece? Can they pass it on to generations? Or are we going to replace it in 5 years? You know, all those things matter, and that's not going to happen in a showroom. None of that will.
Yeah, the term I've always heard over the years is the interior designer knows how to pull it all together. Whereas, if you're relying on the advice at the tile showroom or the lighting showroom, their expertise is that particular discipline and not necessarily they don't know the overall
right.
Motif or the scheme of what's happening with the home. So.
Right, right. It's like an orchestra, and none of the, you know, the string section is butting up against the horn section. I mean, you got to have a left hand and a right hand that know what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Are at Robin Branch Interior Design, are you going to push your style onto the homeowner, or how? What if the homeowner doesn't really can't describe their particular style?
That's where I ask for photos of things they like, because most people think they have a style, but they don't. So you really have to discover that. And visual is the best way to do it, along with interview. I do have a certain look, and if you say run with it, I will. But I prefer to do what works for the client. Most clients have a piece here or there that they're taking with them, even in a vacation home sometimes. They have something they're not quite ready to let go of. You've got to blend it. You've got to work with it. Would I do it if they said, do your style? No, I probably would not. So you have to take yourself out of your comfort zone and what you love, and you have to make it work for the client. I had a client 2 weeks ago that wanted modern farmhouse. I wanted to stab my eyeballs out. It's not what I like. I never have. I think a farmhouse should be a farmhouse. I don't think a farmhouse is modern. You know, I'm very opinionated. So I'm very vocal, and I tell my clients what I think about what it is they want. And I have a number of clients always who blend styles together. You know, oh, I'm Hollywood glam, but I like ultra modern. They may not even know what ultra modern is. Is it contemporary or is it modern? Do they know? I don't know, but I want my aunt's antique dresser in my bedroom. So, you know, you don't get to do your style as a designer. Certain clients go to certain designers for their look. Do all designers have a look? Yes, they do. They do. They most certainly do. And some designers build their business on that look. You come to them for that, and they don't want anybody who doesn't want that look. So that's your job to vet the designer and find out, you know, are they going to design their look or your look? And I really enjoy doing something different on every project. So I enjoy getting to know my clients and helping them develop their style. That's why I like to educate them on what is going into their home.
Well, very good. We're almost out of time, but I wanted to just throw in my two cents that two particular things about working with an interior designer. First of all, if you want your home to look like it could be in a magazine, all of those homes that you see in a magazine had an interior designer working with the homeowner. So there's that.
Yes.
And then secondly, some homeowners may not be aware of how an interior designer can help them, but once you have worked with an interior designer, you will never want to go solo again. You'll always want that interior designer to help you with any future projects that you have.
Yes, Tim, you are right. Let me tell you. And, you know, builders learn that lesson as well. There are a lot of builders like, oh my God, there's a designer on the job. It just got harder and they're going to tell me what to do and blah, 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 blah. And then there's the builder that is very pro designer because they realize they're not going to spend 3 hours picking out lighting with their client. You know, we just saved them that. So it has its good and its bad all the way around for everybody. The idea is, again, that teamwork, that team that you build and you choose to do that project for you and make your home kind of as seamless as possible. No construction job is ever perfect. It is an ever changing, ever evolving mass of confusion that if you don't have that team, it's only going to get worse.
Right. Well, how can folks
you're
get
right.
more, I'm sorry. How can folks get more information about Robin Branch Design?
They can go to our website, robinbranchdesign.com. It's all my name, all simple, simple, easy, Robin Branch, Robin Branch Design. And they can look on Instagram, same thing, Facebook, same thing, or they can call us at 904-491-1199.
And Robin is spelled with a Y, R-O-B-Y-N.
It is. Yeah, good point. Good point. And we are published. We're in Florida Design, Charleston Style and Design, Laurel Magazine, a number of other publications, local, and just, you know, look for us. I would love to speak to new clients, talk to you about your project. We look forward to it.
And Charleston Home and Design Magazine, wanted to mention that. Well, we've been talking with interior designer Robin Branch with Robin Branch Design. Thanks so much, Robin.
Thank you. Have a great day.
And now we're talking with Rick Zajac with Premier Sound Security and Automation. How are you doing, Rick?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Good. Rick, take a moment and tell everyone about Premier Sound Security and Automation.
Well, we're a local company. We've been in existence since about 2002. We help homeowners, small businesses, and everywhere in between with their low voltage needs, meaning we sell TVs, we install TVs, we do central vacuum systems, home theater systems, whether it's a simple surround sound system in somebody's great room or media room, or if they want a full-blown home theater with a fiber optic starlight ceiling, a Dolby Atmos surround sound system, you know, with an automation controller to, you know, that's a touch screen to turn on the projector, the screen, and control it all. We do all that. We do a lot of security systems, whether it's a burglar alarm with a touchscreen system and wireless devices. We also continue to do wired systems on a new construction home. We also offer security cameras, probably the most popular cameras we've been working with in the last 6 months to a year. They're all 8 megapixel or 4K, as most people would recognize with their current TV they probably have. I mean, they work great. They have LED lights built into them, so at night the picture is actually in color versus being black and white like some of the older cameras we used to offer. Mm-hmm. So we're just, you know, kind of soup to nuts. We do low voltage for homeowners, business owners. We even, you know, do IP phone service to save people on their phone bills versus what they're paying their current carrier. And, you know, with that, we've got touchscreen phones available. You know, standard phones that, you know, they have buttons still, of course, as well. You know, voicemail, all the fancier things that they would probably like to have, but don't normally get through their regular phone carriers.
Right. Why do you folks refer to the work you do as low voltage?
For the most part, it's all low voltage wire. So we're running like Cat 5 or Cat 6 or Cat 7 wire for data installations or, you know, internet throughout somebody's home. The speaker wire is all low voltage. The main devices at the end, they're high voltage, so we plug them in for power, but we don't actually run Romex wire like an electrician would. We're not licensed electricians, so it's primarily, you know, the low voltage stuff after we plug it in for power to the wall. So that's, I guess that's kind of why the trade's just always been called low voltage.
Right. Okay. Well, talk about the lighting control. Why is that something a homeowner should be interested in that Premier Sound Security and Automation can help with?
It's actually become really popular. People like the fact that they can control their homes from their smartphone. They can have it set up on schedules. So like, for instance, if they come home at 6:30 at night, it's dark at that time. We can have it set up so that, you know, their coach lights on their house, their porch lights, their foyer light, you know, maybe a couple of their living room lights could all be on when they get home rather than coming home to a dark house. You know, it can control their landscape lighting so that way, you know, their house looks pretty when they want it to be on rather than when they get home and they remember to turn it on. And the, you know, the same thing with Christmas lights, they can control those or any decorative lighting that they have around their house that all can be controlled. You know, and, you know, people can, of course, do it the old fashioned way of turning on the light switches and all that stuff. But if you're not there or you want to make it appear as if you are home and do different things like that, then we can definitely help. for the most part, we offer Lutron and Control 4 for our lighting control options. Usually we'll change out the main switches. We can put in a keypad so that way they've got like, instead of having a bank of five or six switches all on the wall, it looks like an ungodly mess. They could have a single keypad there, which will give, you know, like six different scenes, for instance. So if you wanted all the lights on in the house, all on or all off, or you just want to control the kitchen from one button and turns on the under cabinet lights and turns on the, you know, the can lights and the pendant lights and whatnot all from one button, we can program it to do that as well. So it just kind of gives a lot of people a lot more functionality in their house. Mm-hmm.
What do you say to homeowners that that think, you know, the more technology I have in my home, the more headaches I'm going to have because the stuff's just not going to work when I need it to work?
And that's exactly why they need to call us, so we can be there to help them. A lot of the products that we do install, I mean, they do typically work well. Occasionally, if there's a issue, it's probably something as simple as unplugging the power supply and plugging it back in to get it to reconnect to the internet, because most things are internet based and internet driven. So that being said, it's simple to call us and we can give them the some suggestions over the phone. And obviously if it's something more difficult, we can send out one of our service technicians to troubleshoot the issue and get it rectified quickly. I mean,
on the weekend when you're getting ready to tune in to the Carolina Clemson game and all of a sudden something's not working? Can they pick up the phone and will someone answer when they call Premier Sound Security and Automation?
Yeah, typically the phones are all routed to me at the end of the day and on the weekends. So if somebody does call, I do my best to answer the phone. Mm-hmm. If they leave a voicemail or send us a text message, you know, I reply back as well.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. What about, it makes sense. Somebody's building a new house, Premier Sound Security and Automation can get in there and run the wires, before the sheetrock goes on the walls. But what about an existing home? What kinds of options are available for homeowners that, are in desperate need of some upgrades to their technology, but they don't want you to necessarily tear out that sheetrock to run the wires?
So we're really good at running wires. I mean, so we really have amazed ourselves with fishing wires, hiding things. You know, typically if there's an attic or crawl space, we're really good at that. We've done home theater systems in somebody's house and their main great room floor, and it was on the second floor, so their ground level was their garage, and then the third floor would be their second floor of living space basically. And we've made it so that way they didn't even, I mean, there was literally no sheetrock repair to be done. So we were able to cut the holes to put the speakers in the ceiling, and then they had a fireplace, so we were able to put the center speaker right where it needed to go in front of the fireplace, and then run the wires down through there and then down into the built-in cabinet next to it. So, I mean, for something like that, I mean, definitely wasn't an easy project, but we got it done and they didn't have to do any painting or anything.
Oh, that's great. Does Premier Sound Security and Automation, it sounds like you folks lean more toward wiring in the home versus wireless?
So there's typically anything wired usually works better, and there's less issues with whether it's Wi-Fi passwords or things like that. But the wired and wireless kind of work together. Most people, when they think wireless, they want to wirelessly control it. So we do tons of that with, you know, whether it's a smartphone or an iPad or, you know, even, you know, computers still. So we can help either way. I mean, typically anything wireless still needs power. So it's still going to have a wire to get plugged in unless somebody enjoys, you know, jumping up on a ladder and changing batteries and things like that, which, you know, I don't think anybody enjoys that. So for the most part, somehow it's going to get wired.
Right. We're almost out of time, but I wanted to ask, what are some of the more popular features that homeowners are asking for when they call Premier Sound Security and Automation in terms of, you know, whether it be whole house audio or mounting a TV or maybe even which this always throws homeowners that why a high tech company like Premier Sound Security and Automation also can help with a central vacuum system, for example.
I think people just like the fact that if they call, we can answer a plethora of questions. You know, we do definitely do central vacuum. That's one of we've done probably half a dozen retrofits in the last, you know, 3-4 months. You know, we do tests that other people aren't willing to do. I mean, you know, we have a company that will come behind us and paint and patch and repair if necessary, because I was running 2-inch PVC tubing through somebody's wall throughout their entire home for a central vacuum system. I mean, there's literally no way to get around that after the fact without having to do some touch up. But we have reliable other partners that we can lean on to help make the project a little bit more seamless, so that way, you know, they don't have to worry about taking care of the paint or electrical or other stuff, because we have electricians that we can lean on as well if they're having a TV installed or they need their security camera equipment put in their closet and there's not an outlet in there. And of course they can work with whoever they want. So, I mean, they can choose their own if they prefer that as well.
Mm-hmm. But back to some of the popular options that homeowners are asking for, and we're almost out of time. So quickly, like what, just kind of bullet point, what are some of those different features that homeowners are asking for these days?
The pretty popular one is the Chameleon Hide a Hose type central vacuum system, where the hose retracts up into the walls. That's pretty popular. The lighting control from either Lutron or Control 4. The whole house audio systems that they can control with their smartphones, so that way their bedroom and bathroom and kitchen and outdoor living space, they can all control from their phone and play, whether it's different things through Sonos or Denon has their own wireless product as well. I mean, those are, I'd say, a majority of the ones that we've been using primarily.
All right. Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Premier Sound Security and Automation?
They can find us on the web at Premier Sound. It's premiersoundcharleston.com, or they can call us at our office, and that number is 843-574-8100, or they can even call or send a text to 843-450-1414.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Rick Zajac with Premier Sound Security and Automation. Thanks so much, Rick.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured on today's show, or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next weekend.